Interior Management.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Arthur in?
May I ask who's calling?
Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff.
All right, just a moment.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey Jeremiah, how you doing?
Good, Arthur. How are you?
Good, good. Relaxed now that I'm back from Bermuda.
Bermuda? How was it, man?
Beautiful. Have you ever been there?
No, I want to. It's on the bucket list for sure.
Oh boy, let me tell you something. I mean, you know, the waters are like three times clearer than Hawaii. Okay,
wow.
So you go down, and if you, I like, you know, scuba diving only maybe 40, 50 feet, but there's all kinds of shipwrecks all around, and the amount of sea life and that kind of thing is 10 times better than Hawaii.
That's awesome.
So yeah, put it on your list at some point, because I've been there four times and it's one of my favorite places to go.
How was the weather?
It was like 85-90, I'd
okay.
say, right now. Yeah,
kind of hot.
Yeah, and there's not, you know, Bermuda is half British and then half French.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of got a lot of history. You know, the whole island, and you have a lot of, you know, very famous people that have beautiful houses over there and stuff. You know how that goes.
Yeah, but was it beautiful and relaxing, just how you...
Oh, yeah, I did a cruise. I normally take a cruise over there, and then we dock and stay there a few days, and then...
Very nice. I love
it. Yeah, cruise. Nice way to go. You know, if you ever want to get out away from the racket, as I call it, you know.
Absolutely. It's needed, yeah. Right? You have to.
Right, exactly, yeah. So whenever I get back, I've been scheduled for the next cruise because I'm, you know, and we've had quite a ride in here, and so we're, you know, it's nice that things are really turning around quick for this company and all that. So it's
awesome.
Encouraging. So how
Good.
Are you doing? Good?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Well,
you know,
tell me about your findings.
Yeah, so we had looked into your file, and we're trying to get you the best approval as possible here.
Mm-hmm.
We ran into an issue because I know you still have that loan with Can Capital.
Right. I owe currently, as we speak, the loan started out at $225,000, and as we speak today, it's a little under $25,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's under $25,000?
Yes. Yes. They do a weekly ACH of $998.16 or something like that. So
yeah. So
right now, as we speak in tomorrow, another ACH will come out, and there'll be a balance of $24,000.
Okay.
So I'm on the tail end of that.
So to be completely straightforward with you, what I would do is you could probably get them to get you a better deal if you renew with them. I wasn't able to get you a high approval of what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was able to get you a small approval, but it's going to do nothing for your business.
Tell me what it was. I was just curious.
I got you $28,000.
Yeah, and that's of no interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I already know.
No, I mean, because that's interesting, too. Well, that was what I was just curious. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, we've been through our ups and downs. I really wonder what they see as a negative in here. I'm curious.
Well, I know that the credit factor was small. I mean, you guys don't have bad credit, but it's not like A1 credit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that is, but it really the big deal was Can Capital balance. So if I would like an opportunity to, once that's paid off, if you guys mm-hmm. are able to wait, if you could give me a call, shoot me an email, and let me see what kind of approval I can get you when you don't have any
yeah.
other loans out?
No, that was kind of my plan. The
okay.
only reason we even inquired with your company was because our thinking was we could take out not only Can Capital, but we also have a line of credit with Comerica Bank. But Comerica, we only owe $70,000. So the idea was if we got rid of these two, and the Can Capital has been difficult only because it's a lot of money per month. It's $5,000 per month on the payoff.
Right.
But also, we've performed beautifully. I mean, you know, if you look at the track record, it's unbelievable what we've done. It's a miracle, you know, in terms of starting out with $225,000, now we're down under $25,000. You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. That's really good.
Right. No, it is good. Considering everything that happened in the year, we had some difficulties, but we have always performed beautifully with not only Can Capital, but did you see the loans with Direct Capital? I had three or four loans with Direct Capital. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Direct, I had at least three or four different loans, 100, 50, 100, 100. All of those were performed on perfectly.
Mm.
Yeah, so yeah, my exposure right now is significantly less than it's ever been, really.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. But in saying that, that was kind of what was... So that's just interesting. Of course, I think you guys are more... Let me think here. You're a bank... versus a company like a Can Capital.
Right. Well, we're a business bank, so we can do what Can Capital can do. In fact, we even work with other lenders sometimes, which where we're able to get higher approvals than some of these other lenders or banks. But just right now with the situation of what's going on with you currently, I just wasn't able to get you, and I didn't get specific details from the underwriter. It was very vague. But like I said, we would love the opportunity to try to do something for you once Can Capital's paid off.
Okay, what kind of interest rates are they talking through Bank of Carta?
Okay, so let me see.
Just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see if I can pull that up. Mm-hmm. So we're talking anywhere between 20-30%.
Okay, percent. That's high. Wow.
It's high, but it is, again, this is an unsecured loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's no collateral attached to it. And what's great about it is that would be the initial interest rate coming in. But as you build a relationship with us, it goes down.
Right. Any points?
I'm sorry?
Any points
on it?
Yes, on the loan.
No.
The loan you guys have. No. Okay. So you're setting up a line of credit for X amount of dollars. You're going to charge 20-30% interest, that kind of thing, basically.
Well, it's not really a line of credit, though. It's a fixed rate is what we charge you. So we charge you whatever the payback would be, depending on how long you take the loan out for. So based on length, term. So if you take it out for a year.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's going to be less of a payback than if you took it out for 18 months.
Got it. Understood. Yeah, did they give you maximum length of time on that out of curiosity?
We could do anywhere from 6 to 12 months.
What's that now? I'm sorry?
6 to 12 months.
Okay, good to know.
But if it's a higher amount that you're approved for, you're going to get a longer term.
Right.
So
okay.
That's why when you're done paying Can Capital, and you come back to me, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, what we'll do is we'll just keep in touch. That was what I was curious about, and we'll visit this once Can Capital's paid off.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And if you ever have any questions, Arthur, about anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. I enjoy speaking with you.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Hey, you have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.